Okay, hi guys, welcome to episode number 48 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have a question, please send it to us at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is GITANA styling.com. Remember, you can always hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. Also, we have an amazing Etsy store with workbooks and planners for your fashion business. And we have a monthly subscription, which is the Planner Club, where you get a planner a month to focus on a particular area in your fashion business. And today, before we get started, I want to tell you, we are going to have a workshop, an online workshop this month inside the community, which is all about putting together your fashion business strategy. So if you don't have a fashion business strategy that is working for you and you want to perhaps change it or upgrade it, or you don't have anything right now and you want to put it together, we invite you to come. It's going to be February the 27th, and it's going to be at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you can make it at that time, we're gonna have a replay for you, and it's only $25. So if you want to join us, I'm going to share the link below and I'll see you there. Okay guys, so welcome to episode number 48, and today what we are going to do is we are going to talk about, okay, I'm going to help you identify why you feel stuck in your fashion business. So I'm doing this episode because a few weeks ago I shared a video on YouTube where I share 3 tips to help you, right, if you feel stuck in your fashion business. And these are tips that I use consistently, so, you know, I don't feel stuck or I don't get stuck, and they work wonders, okay? And I'll link them to this video as well in this podcast for you. And these are tips that I share with other entrepreneurs, and they help them greatly as well. And now some people tell me, like, okay, that's great, if you want to keep on going and you don't want to feel stuck, or you want to keep doing the right thing and you know, get the feel unstuck. But what happens if you already are stuck in a situation and you just want to get out of there? So we wanted to get more specific today, and we wanted to help you identify why you feel stuck. Because yes, it's true, if you are going through a problem and you already, you know, you can identify what that problem is, then you can take action and then you can fix that problem. So I'm going to share with you today 5 different things that could be happening. Okay, and let's see, you know, what you think. Okay, well, I'm gonna give you the solutions as well, of course. So the first thing that could be, you know, keeping you stuck, right, is lack of knowledge. So maybe, right, you don't know how to go about something, right? Maybe you don't know how to put together a certain thing. You don't know where to start. You don't know what to do, right? And if that is the case, that's totally fine. And that happens day in and day out being an entrepreneur, because we're constantly learning new things. We have to, right? Because technology is changing all the time, and what worked yesterday might not work today. And there's new topics and there's new things to talk about, and we're always evolving. So if you are letting lack of knowledge stop you, you just have to take action. You just have to enroll in that class or join that group, or, you know, watch a YouTube video, whatever it is that you need to do to get unstuck, right? And keep on going, okay? So do not be embarrassed, you know, we're all going through this, you know. I'm learning 100,000 things all the time. Well, perhaps not 100,000, but a bunch of things every day, right? And that's the mindset shift that we have to take, that, okay, I'm gonna take action. I'm gonna enroll in the class. I'm going to ask my friend that knows about this area, or I'm gonna do some research online, or I'm gonna go on YouTube and figure this out, right? So if that's what it is, you can take action and you can get unstuck, okay? The second thing that could be stopping you, which is the most popular one, right, is fear, right? And sometimes, you know, there's all kinds of fears out there. Sometimes we have fear of failure in the sense that we're like, oh, I don't want to do this because then what if it doesn't work? What if people make fun of me? What if I don't make any money, right? Or maybe you have fear of success, which is, what if a lot of people watch this stuff and I get all these customers and then I don't have enough time to serve them, or I don't have enough knowledge, or I'm not good enough for doing this thing, right? Or maybe it's fear of visibility. Maybe you don't want to be online and you don't, because you're gonna feel judged, and maybe people are gonna be mean to you, or whatever it may be, right? And for this, we just have to remember that, you know, the only thing that is gonna get us through the other side is just take action and do it regardless of the fears, okay? And the more that we take action, the better we're gonna get at it, and the less fear we're gonna feel, right? So if this is the thing, you know, if you're feeling like there's an emotion there that is stopping you from taking those actions, identify it and just know that it's just a feeling, okay? That is not true, that is just holding you back, and that if you take action, you can get it done, okay? Even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's, you know, something, you know, you feel that rush, you can still do it, and it's gonna help you get to the other side, okay? The next one that I have here is out of alignment. So a lot of entrepreneurs, right, we take a class, we learn from a mentor, and there's something in there, in the content, something, the action that we have to take that feels out of alignment, that doesn't go with our values. And that's why we feel stuck and we don't take action. It's not because we're irresponsible and we're procrastinating and we don't want to do it. No, perhaps the thing that we have to do doesn't sit well with us. So maybe we don't believe in it. Maybe it doesn't go with our values. And in here, we have to be very careful, because the next one that I want to talk about is mindset, which could be stopping you from taking that action. And you might think it's lack of alignment, but in reality, it's just a mindset thing. It's a limiting belief. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you are a brand that focuses on sustainability, and you've been looking for this fabric, and you're looking and looking and looking, and you haven't found it anywhere, and then finally you find it from this provider, but they, you know, the fabric is not really sustainable the way they do it, you know, it doesn't sit well with you. So if that is the case, right, and you haven't made the decision, it's because it's out of alignment for you. Maybe, you know, you don't agree with the process, you don't really have the same values with the company, and that's totally okay. And then what you have to do is just recognize it and then make a decision. Am I gonna compromise my values, or am I gonna look for a different fabric? Because perhaps this fabric that I want, I can't find it, or I'm gonna continue looking for that fabric, whatever it is for you, right? And the other example I wanted to give you, so you see the difference between the out of alignment and then the out of the limiting belief, is that, for example, maybe you take a class for email marketing, and they tell you have to send this amount of emails and all this stuff, and you can't do it. There's like, I feel spammy, I don't feel it's the right thing. Okay, take a step back and see if it's a out of alignment thing because you really think it's wrong, or is it a mindset thing where maybe you have a limiting belief that tells you that doing this is spammy, that doing this is wrong, and whatever it may be, right? You have to see if the action that you're taking is legit, if it's good. Perhaps, you know, the person that's teaching the class, it's a honorable person, it's a person that you believe in, that you get her emails or his emails and you really connect with them. You see at the number of emails and you're like, no, but this makes sense, this is logical, this is not pushy, I like the style, or whatever it may be. If it's something like that and then you just feel uncomfortable about it, perhaps it's just a limiting belief. And what you have to do is work on your mindset, right? Because when we are entrepreneurs, there's so many things we have to do that feel kind of uncomfortable. And it's just mindset stuff. Ideas that we have in there from parents, from family, from friends, from us, right? From experiences that we have gone through where we have had a bad experience and then we have acquired a belief that is stopping us from taking that action. And you have to really identify, am I acting with integrity? Am I doing this from my heart space? Am I doing this with a good intention? If that is the case, then it's just, you know, a mindset thing that you have to work at to change that belief and then take that action, and that would help you stay stuck. That's why I say all the time, you have to work on mindset day in and day out, because we're going through so many things all the time that unless we're clear, we have a positive mind and we understand what we're going through, we're gonna get stuck, right? So that's my fourth one for you, mindset. Then my fifth one, okay, is lack of energy, okay? So a lot of times, right, we don't have the energy to take the actions that we need to take and we stay stuck. Sometimes it's because we're burnt out, right? We don't rest enough. We don't take time off. We don't get to, you know, relax so the brain, you know, can function properly again. So your creativity can function again. You don't do activities that inspire you. You don't go take a walk. You don't hang out with friends. You don't do things that fulfill you and that fill you up with energy so you can take those actions. Or sometimes you have things going on in your life that are very draining and, you know, they take all that energy from you and it's impossible for you to take that action, okay? And I want to mention here, in this list, I didn't mention time, even though a lot of people tell me I don't have time and that's why I'm stuck, because I know personally, and I know that you do as well, there's a lot of people who have a lot of they're in circumstances that are really hard and they're making it work, right? Like I know a lot of designers, for example, that they have newborns and they're dealing with the newborn and husband, and they have a part-time as well, and they still find the time, right? And they have the enthusiasm and the energy, right? The key thing there, the energy to send out emails, to communicate with people and make that business work for them and get that store started and, you know, start selling and making very good money and eventually get to the place where they can, you know, leave that job and make changes and keep accomplishing their dreams. So it's not a time thing, it's an energy thing, because a lot of the times, I don't know if this happens to you, but a lot of the times I'm in a busy season, right? And I have so much energy, okay? Because perhaps the activities that I'm doing, they fill me up with energy. I'm excited, I'm happy, I'm doing my thing. And then that gives me energy to get more done. So think about that. Think about if there are any activities, perhaps you need to put boundaries, perhaps you need to take control of something, perhaps you're an empath and, you know, situations around you affect you very much. So what do you need to do to take control of that and take control of your energy so you have enough energy to do what you need to do in your business, right? So I just wanted to share this stuff with you today to help you identify really what is the thing that is stopping you. Is it one thing? Is it several things? And take action on it, because that's what it is. It's just, you know, this is not rocket science, okay? We just need to be very observant and figure out things. This is what we do day in and day out, figure out things and make them work, okay? So just to do a really quick recap, right? Is it lack of knowledge, right? Do you need knowledge in a certain area? And if so, what are you gonna do about it? Are you gonna take that class? Are you gonna call that friend and you're gonna hire that mentor, right? Is it fear? Maybe you have fear of being judged, fear of not being enough, not knowing enough, fear of things not working out, fear, you know, identify which fear is it and just know that they're just thoughts and feelings and that you can take action and let those fears go or work with them alongside, but still take action to get things done and feel, you know, and get unstuck, right? Number three Is it, I have my list here, guys. Is it out of alignment? Is it something that really doesn't sit with your values? And if that's the case, what are you going to do? Are you going to go to a different provider? Are you going to take a different approach to the things so you feel aligned and then you can take that action? Is it mindset? Is it something in there, old thoughts that you have in there that are not letting you move forward? Do you need to take a class? Do you need to just feed yourself with inspirational content and good ideas and, you know, to change that mindset and keep on going? Or is it energy? Do you lack energy? Do you need to rest more? Do you need to do activities that make you feel more energized and creative and get inspired and all of that? Or perhaps you have to put boundaries in certain situations, or you have to learn how to manage your energy if you're an empath, for example. What is it that you need to do so you can control that area of your life and have the energy you need to bring your business forward? Okay, I hope that this helps. Let me know where you are in here, what you feel, what are the things that you need to do. If you need any assistance at all, please let us know. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today and listening to this podcast or watching this podcast video. And yeah, remember that if you're interested in signing up for the workshop or any of the resources we listed before, I'll leave links below for you guys. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay, bye guys.